Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Las Vegas. And
the stuff that comes out of it.
Oh, my goodness. Just some fabulous gadgets and then some real eye-openers. And this one, I just...
I don't know what the point is.
I can tell you the point, and it's very interesting.
Really?
Yes. The thing is that they've created robot strippers. Robots that strip.
And the point is?
The point is, this is the fascinating part for me, because I wouldn't understand the point of this either. But Peter Feinstein is the managing partner of the Sapphire Las Vegas Strip Club. And he says that when the CES comes to town and there are, you know, tens of thousands of people go to
right.
that thing.
Does he not have enough people going to his
right.
establishment?
He says the people that come to CES are not your typical strip club aficionados.
Oh, so he didn't get much business.
No, they're kind of nerds. So he's created stripping robots.
Oh, to...
Because apparently...
So he uses them instead of women during this particular
I mean, even nerds have needs and desires, but they don't want to actually be in the same room with actual real people. Stripping.
Not real women.
Right.
They'd rather look at robots stripping.
Right. That's the idea.
That is bizarre.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. But they've got...
Well, this is interesting. If you're six people from a company and there's two women and four guys, you can still come here and have fun and see the robots and not feel like you have to be part of a strip club.
Okay.
So that, I mean, that's his reasoning.
Yeah.
Because why would a woman want to go to a strip club?
I personally don't understand why anybody would want to go to a strip club. I did go to one in San Antonio when I was 19. Because,
oh, yeah?
Well, I was in the Air Force. I was training, and they let us go into town one day. It was basic training. They let us go get on the bus and go into town with our shiny shoes and everything.
Mm-hmm. And was that the only thing that was around?
When you're with a bunch of 19-year-olds, that's
yeah,
what you
that's
do.
What
you
do.
Know? But never since. Here's some other interesting ideas that we ran across this morning.
No, this is my favorite.
At the CES.
Need to start a GoFundMe account to afford this.
Oh, I thought you were going to start with the top one.
No, $16,000 for a laundroid.
Yeah, I love
that. It's going to fold your clothes for you.
Apparently,
more laundry piles around the house.
Apparently, you put it in a drawer. And then it takes the laundry out of the drawer. I don't know, and maybe you could just put it on the bed or whatever. But
I guess, and it folds the whole thing.
It folds the laundry for you.
Or you can spend $980 for the Foldamate. That one folds laundry, but you actually have to feed each piece in.
Yeah, it doesn't figure it out. You have to feed it
There's
in.
There's nothing worse than folding laundry.
Well, I think raking leaves is worse, but we already have devices to take care of that. Now, this is the one I thought you were going to...
Oh.
The Kohler Numi. It's an internet-connected... toilet. You can tell Alexa to flush.
Because it's too hard to just flush yourself, right?
I don't know why.
Or is that when you forget to flush, then you can just yell at Alexa to flush?
I don't know. For $5,625, you can get the... Well,
what a deal.
It keeps track of water usage, in case you want to know that. And it also will raise and lower the seat for you.
Because that's too hard to do yourself.
And you have to tell Alexa or Siri to do that for you. But here's my favorite part of that is that it also has a bidet, or you can get a bidet that it will work.
Does anyone use bidets in this country?
Isn't
that like a French thing?
I don't know anybody who does, but I have seen it in homes.
I've seen it in restrooms, especially
really?
Overseas. But
see, what I would just love to have one. I'd go if I bought this thing. I would have to go get a bidet also, because then when you come over to visit,
which
and
is
you'd
never.
Excuse yourself to go into the little ladies' room, I'd give you about a minute and a half, and then there and I'd go, Alexa, enable bidet.
And then I would never come over again.
That's for sure.